17.
Tell the three most common reasons that analysts choose to apply non-parametric tests. What are the counterarguments for each? What must the data analyst keep in mind when applying non-parametric models? How does one decide whether to apply a parametric or a non-parametric model? Ooh, there's a lot of pieces here. And a bunch of them are old friends, at least for me. The most common reasons are my data are not normally distributed. My data do not have an interval level of measurement, and my sample size is too small to trust in these other statistics. The counterarguments for each. Most data, while not being normally distributed, is more or less symmetrical, and the parametric statistics are robust to that violation and do just fine. Let the argument begin. Most data, most behavioral data, are somewhere between ordinal or interval, and over the common range of that behavior are interval enough that they don't perturb the math of the parametric statistics. Or said differently, the statistics are robust enough to handle that much violation of intervalness. And so we'll be just fine. About the sample size, the argument there is, if your sample size is so small that you only trust certain mathematical operations on it, maybe it's too small to reach conclusions about what's going on in the population. And I'm not arguing for any of those. I just want you to be able to run them through your head. What must the data analyst keep in mind when applying non-parametric models? The non-parametric models are not really parallel to the parametric models. The most obvious example is that a Kendall's taw is not the same thing as a Pearson's correlation. Pearson's correlation is about the direction and extent of the linear relationship. Kendall's taw, which has the same range, is about the proportion of concordant pairs, order concordant pairs. That's not the same thing. For many of them, a comparison of the means of conditions and a comparison of the medians doesn't give you the same answer. And then the really important part, how does one decide whether to apply a parametric or non-parametric model to a given analysis? First thing, you got to know what your kind expects. Got to know the community rules and standards. What do people expect to see? And second of all, you should take the time and the energy to evaluate if it matters. Run the parametric and the non-parametric. If you get different answers, now you have an issue. Now it does matter which one you pick. And maybe you buckle into community standards and maybe you go to war.